Yesterday, company CEO Ed Liddy testified before Congress concerning the retention bonuses being paid out to employees at AIG. Now, AIG has become an acronym for anything. People are making up ones, but this is the insurer that got billions of dollars in federal bailout funds and then executives getting millions in dollars of bonuses, too. Congress members are pointing the fingers about whose fault this is. And fresh from the fray in Washington, D.C., we've got Todd Zwillick of Capital News Connection. Todd, set the scene for us.
I'll tell you, I wish we could cue the Pink Panther music or the Scooby-Doo mystery music right now, because when Liddy was in the subcommittee yesterday, outside the subcommittee was one big case of whodunit. And the whodunit was reporters like myself running all around the Capitol trying to find out who was responsible for taking the language out of the stimulus bill that would have prevented this entire AIG debacle from happening. There was language in there that would have taxed these bonuses and made it very unattractive for them to happen for TARP recipients. At the last second in the conference, which was a very closed affair with Democrats only, by the way, that was taken out. And the trail was leading, and you're running from this senator who's on the banking committee to this senator who's on the finance committee to this person who talked to the Treasury officials. Ron Wyden, who had the original language, whose language it was, said that Summers and Geithner were clear they didn't want it, but they can't take it out. It takes a senator to take it out. Mm-hmm. So it was this case of whodunit, and that's what we were all working on yesterday. And you might know where the trail led to.
Yeah, we have a little bit from Connecticut Senator Chris Dodd, who definitely feels perhaps regret.
The changes at the time did not seem that obnoxious or onerous. None of us had, I didn't certainly have any idea about AIG and these retention bonuses. And so the modifications, the argument was to deal with potential a flood of lawsuits that could have come to the government over the matter. So we agreed to some modification at the time.
So he's the dude? Dodd is the dude?
Dodd is the dude, but in all fairness, Dodd strongly supported the Senate bill, which had the provision in it that would have stopped this. And everyone is clear from Wyden to Dodd on down that it was Treasury that did not want this. Treasury said you have to take it out. And it's not for a nefarious reason. They thought that these bonuses were contractually obligated, and they are, and that they would be sued, and that it might even be unconstitutional to violate the contracts. And that's all very possible. So that's how it happened. So you're talking about Geithner, Summers, and Dodd doing their work for them in the conference.
Well, what about this contractual issue? I mean, is there any move to overhaul tax law concerning bonuses as opposed to dealing with this one specific situation where obviously federal money is involved with their bigger bailout? I mean, have people started to broaden this issue out at all?
Both of those things are going to happen. The bill that's on the House floor this morning taxes 90% for any TARP recipient that got more than for any company that got more than $5 billion in the TARP, and that's for any employee who makes $250K. Or more after January 1st. That's a lot of numbers. If you make more than 250 and you get a bonus and you're a TARP person, 90%. So that's broadly. Mm-hmm. And that's obviously targeted at AIG. But there are a lot of other TARP companies, trust me, who got more than $5 billion. So any of their bonuses will be affected. The people are working on broader financial reform. The answer is yes. I think there's a broader effort to make sure that companies getting TARP money going forward don't have the opportunity to get Congress and the White House and Treasury into another embarrassing position like this one.
I understand that you have a little to share with us from Nevada Senator John Ensign. I'll let you do that. We're a little short on time.
Yeah. Well, so the House is going to pass this bill today. But listen to Ensign real quick, because what he's giving is sort of a slowdown signal about how a crackdown on AIG's bonuses might fare in the Senate. Listen to this.
We need to find out, first of all, who in the government. In other words, the very people who were responsible for allowing this thing to happen are going to write a law to try to, correct just the. Remember, that's just the small amount. They're talking about doing something for $165 million when $20 billion went out.
So, one word.
The one word is slowly. If Republicans stick together in the Senate, they can slow this down.